NYNY, KB0DCO. Cool. Pierogies or other desserts. I'm trying to think of the one. It's on the tip of my tongue now. I kind of consider it the same thing, but I think it's more known through the Czech community. And it's basically a pastry with different fillings. I almost would like to call it a Danish kind of a dessert. It's eluding me as to the name. It may be pierogi, but I think it's something else. kolachkis. There we go. I couldn't think of it. Kolachkis. And of course, with my surroundings here in Minnesota, New Ulm is heavily German. I've been down there for some of their music events and stuff. Been into the Twin Cities, Midwest Polka Association that I'm a member of. Have dances and stuff, mostly Polish bands, but if I threw out names out there, you probably wouldn't know who they are, but some of them are still alive, some aren't, for example, Eddie Blazonczyk, and there's also Eddie Blazonczyk Jr. He was a first-generation senior, anyways, first-generation in here, and his parents was over in Poland and had moved into the Chicago, Illinois area. And Lenny Gamoka, I think, was in Chicago, but moved out east and probably in New Jersey or Connecticut area. I could rattle off names left and right, but at least ones that I can remember. They do definitely do a lot of traveling around, and maybe not as much as they used to, but it's all great music, and it's something that I got hooked on as a young kid, but it's all when I think you were talking about as far as immigration and stuff, just to hit on that a little bit, it's like I don't have a problem as long as they all come in with their papers, that's fine, you know. I guess the only argument that everyone argues about is the illegal ones, but we'll leave it at that. But getting back to Echolink, yeah, I've been using Echolink for a long, long time, but not often. But now since I'm in an apartment and not in a duplex where I had my outdoor antennas and stuff, I miss that. And so if I could get back in a duplex sometime later in my life, maybe we'll be able to set everything back up again. I'm going to do a reset here, just in case I may have timed it out.